MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, December 14, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with a look at today's headlines. The planning for a new Peabody High School has passed a big first hurdle, and talks are underway for a new MBTA stop on the North Shore.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we have some notes from high school hockey. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Sunny today, temperatures in the 30s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:44 a.m. The city of Peabody is moving closer to getting a new high school. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News that the Massachusetts School Building Authority voted unanimously yesterday to enter Peabody into the funding program for the new school. There are additional steps in the process before the city gets final approval, and even if things go well, the completion of a new school would still be 5 to 7 years away. The city of Salem will be making park improvements at the Willows in 2024. Dustin Luca has a story in the Salem News that indicates just over $800,000 has been approved by the city to create new parking areas and improve multipurpose courts and paths at Salem Willows. A second phase of the project will make improvements to the area around the new pier. Planning is also underway in Salem for a new MBTA station that will be located in South Salem. This is Salem State Representative Manny Cruz.
Just a couple of weeks ago, I joined the mayor, city leaders, planning department, and members of MBTA and Keolis in beginning a working group conversation around this particular project. So there are some proposed sites that have been identified. The central idea, Bill, is to create access for two of our largest employers, North Shore Medical Center, Salem Hospital, and Salem State University. And the Salem Partnership has really played a tremendous role in shepherding the process and advocating for this particular issue. So I think one of the things that came out of this first meeting was very clear. I think we're going to get to consensus around a design at some point. The MBTA is excited about the project, given our proximity, again, to some institutions that would serve the entire line.
The town of Saugus is dealing with trying to approve marijuana dispensaries. The Daily Item reports that this week the Board of Selectmen approved only one of seven proposals. The one site that was approved will be located on Route 1 at the former 99 restaurant location. And North Shore Community College this past fall started a cannabis horticulture program. The Daily Item reports that this is a six-course, 16-credit cultivation and retail program. Mark Priest is the program coordinator and is quoted as saying, "Ever since legalization in Massachusetts, it's been identified as a legitimate business." Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
A unique holiday gift.
If you're tired of giving gifts that nobody wants or uses, think about giving something they actually need and use, like a soap bar. This is a brand new soap bar by the company Exo Bath. It's not just like any soap bar, it has a unique twist. It has a space carved into the top of it that then you can take an old soap sliver and put it right inside to reuse it. If you know somebody that uses soap bars, think about giving them this bar as a gift. It's available for purchase on xobath.com. And right now you can even get your first purchase 20% off with the code HELLOXO.
Click on the banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins lost to the Devils last night in New Jersey 2-1. The Celtics will be hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight at the Garden. The Patriots will host the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday at 1. Patriots quarterback Bailey Zappe was asked what did he like about his performance last week and what about this week?
I think we started out fast. We always talk about, you know, starting fast as far as an offense, getting ahead early. We're able to do that. The first half and the second half, there were some things that, you know, I missed as far as reads and throws. And, you know, you look at the interception, that's something that, you know, I can prevent very easily, just checking it down to Zeke instead of forcing it. So, you know, there's always goods and bads, and there's things that I can look back on and hopefully fix this week and then going into the Chiefs game.
In local sports, we have a scoreboard posted on our website with scores from last night. In boys hockey in the Northeastern Conference, Danvers and Winthrop both posted wins. In Northeastern Conference play last night, Danvers and Winthrop both posted wins. Tonight, Gloucester travels to Salem State to take on Marblehead. Face-off is at 7. Fisherman coach Derek Geary will bring a lot of seniors with him to tonight's game.
We do have 13 seniors in the lineup, so that's a potential real positive for us. Some of them don't have an enormous amount of playing experience, but we certainly have a lot that do, and also knowledge that this is what wins hockey games. You know, there's just so much parity in high school hockey, in Division II. It's not, you know, four or five teams that are guaranteed powerhouses. Okay, maybe Canton and Duxbury have earned that status. But beyond that, the margins are slim, and it comes down to teams that play with discipline and teams that play team hockey and have a concept of detail play, as we say, and not getting penalties unnecessarily and not turning the puck over. That's kind of what wins games.
Gloucester boys hockey coach Derek Geary. Last night, North Reading beat Rockport 2-1. Rockport is a co-op team with players from Hamilton Wenham, Ipswich, and Manchester Essex. Coach Garrett Stevens is pleased with the talent on this year's team.
We are, again, deep at every position, that we can transition the puck quickly, that we have so many extremely talented players up top that we've had to sort of spread the wealth in terms of where we put certain players on certain lines so that, you know, we do have the puck offensively in the best position possible, that we do have role players in the right spots that they can get the puck to our most talented players, crash the net and so on and so forth. You know, we can score in all four lines. We had a hat trick from Benny Rainier in the third preseason scrimmage. First three varsity goals. We had two goals from Ben Sperry, his first two varsity goals in the first team, the first game against Drake at Tingsboro. We're good. We're relentless on the puck. We have excellent defensemen who can transition the puck quickly and efficiently out of the zone. We don't quit. We don't quit. We are reflective in between periods. They make my job easy, Rick. I'm not going to lie. Like, outside of the systems work, they're good kids who are able and willing to learn. They're coachable. And they're just talented on the ice, too.
Rockport coach Garrett Stevens. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and keep on listening for North Shore Today Extra. A unique holiday gift.
If you're tired of giving gifts that nobody wants or uses, think about giving something they actually need and use, like a soap bar. This is a brand new soap bar by the company Exo Bath. It's not just like any soap bar, it has a unique twist. It has a space carved into the top of it that then you can take an old soap sliver and put it right inside to reuse it. If you know somebody that uses soap bars, think about giving them this bar as a gift. It's available for purchase on xobath.com. And right now you can even get your first purchase 20% off with the code HELLOXO.
Click on the banner at the top of our website.
With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking once again with Derek Geary, coach of Gloucester High School Hockey. And Coach, welcome back. It doesn't seem like it's been 10 or 11 or 12 months, but here we are again.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's exciting. Another season is upon us, so let's get to it.
You already have gotten to it, and that's what I want to get into. Sort of start with the most recent and then go backwards. The Concord-Carlisle game, I've been reading about them, and they're supposed to be a force in Division II. And you guys are always contenders. Tell me a little bit about the first game, because it looks like you're the stars of last year, probably going to be the stars this year as well.
It was a frustrating loss. Of course, all losses are frustrating. But it was really a tale of turnovers. You know, we just had an unbelievable amount of egregious turnovers. You know, just sloppy puck management in our own end that ended up in the back of our net. And Concord-Carlisle has a very elite first line. A player named Jay Carter, who had 6 points against us, leads that group, and they were just uncanny in converting our turnovers. And then what was frustrating was that if you looked at end zone possession time, we really dominated. We outshot them. We were in their zone most of the game. But we just were sloppy with puck management and turnovers and deserved to lose because of that.
Coach, you got to work on stuff, of course, after a game. And when you talk about turnovers, how do you try to correct that in practice?
I think you have to blow the whistle all the time and just reiterate how important puck management is and respect for areas of the ice. You know, when players are under duress or not sure where to go, they can't just casually put the puck in the middle of the ice. They've got to get it to the perimeter or eat a puck, as we say, take a check. But I just thought it was a question of we didn't respect potential danger zones, and we're awfully casual with exposing the puck and passing it across ice that was just getting picked off and ending up in the back of our net. So it's a question of concentration and respect, as I say.
You have some experienced players, and I'm guessing your leadership after a game like that and during practice, they're going to help out and figure out because they've been there. So maybe tell me a little bit about the guys we're familiar with and their leadership qualities.
Yeah, that's the idea. We do have 13 seniors in the lineup, so that's a potential real positive for us. Some of them don't have an enormous amount of playing experience, but we certainly have a lot that do, and also knowledge that this is what wins hockey games. You know, there's just so much parity in high school hockey, in Division II. It's not, you know, four or five teams that are guaranteed powerhouses. Okay, maybe Canton and Duxbury have earned that status. But beyond that, the margins are slim, and it comes down to teams that play with discipline and teams that play team hockey and have a concept of detail play, as we say, and not getting penalties unnecessarily and not turning the puck over. That's kind of what wins games.
Yeah, I think discipline is so important, especially with those two-minute penalties now. Coach, work for me from the goaltender out, please, and tell me the strengths of your team in each area.
Well, we have three goalies. We have a freshman goalie that is a real talent to watch. You know, he's our number three goalie. Trey Maroney, but he's certainly a player to watch. And then we've got two really excellent goalies that have a ton of experience, Nick Tarantino and Riley DeHaan, seniors, both kind of platooned last year. This year, perhaps Nick has looked a little bit sharper and might have a slight edge, but both are going to play, both are going to contribute, both are going to compete. So I think that's very, very solid for Gloucester and hopefully elite. Let's see where they can take it. Defense, well, I think Joe Orlando is a standout. He's a kid that really is a big, exceptional athlete and is strong with the puck. When he plays with his head up, he can really make nice breakout passes and be a force for us. He just has to bear down and play hard defense and watch his puck management. He can also score goals when needed and will be an important part of the power play. James Sanfilippo is a bit underrated and a bit stronger this year, so he's going to get a ton of ice time, and he's off to an exceptional start, by the way, really playing good hockey for us. Then we've got Chris Logicono, who's another rugged physical senior. Will Lothers, Chris Daly, Chase Sargent. So, you know, we've got some experienced players that we hope can really make a contribution.
All right, and tell me about your two All-Stars.
Yeah, well, those are the guys, Brett Cunningham and Colby Jewell. Those are the guys that we expect to carry us offensively and also in other aspects of the game. Both their potential. Well, Colby was All-Conference last year. I thought Brett should have been all-conference as a sophomore. Both have that capability, if not even beyond that. They just have to take on leadership roles and also be able to play complete hockey, no breakdowns in the defensive zone, realize that it's not just about goals and assists, but being a complete player, because both of those kids could, in my mind, have the potential to play beyond high school if they can sharpen up those parts of their game.
Okay. Hey, I got to mention one thing, though. Joe Orlando, another Joe Orlando in Gloucester. I think there should be numbers, numerals after the Joe Orlando so I can know which one is which. There are so many.
Well, Gloucester's a very tight-knit community, so, you know, how many Orlandos, how many San Filippos, yeah. How many Munizes have there been throughout the years?
There you go. Great.
Many to count.
All right, Coach, finally, we're going to take a look at the league. I know the usual contenders, and you start off right away tomorrow night, on Thursday night against Marblehead. So maybe just a quick view of how you see the league.
I think it's as strong as ever. I think Marblehead is right at the top. Perhaps Winthrop is right at the top, and I'd say perhaps the team to beat. I mean, they won the conference last year, and they've got arguably the best player coming in the conference coming back, Pete Silverman.
Mm-hmm.
Marblehead also has an argument for the best player in the league, Hogan Setke. James Karen is a stud. They play with a ton of emotion, ton of energy. They had our number last year in a big way. So we've got all reason in the world to respect Marblehead going into that game and be playing with all kinds of humility and energy. That's a huge game for us. After the Concord-Carlisle setback, we're really hoping to turn the tide early and make a statement against Marblehead.
All right, that's
and by the way, you can never discount Maskenon or Danvers, always strong teams. So
yeah, Danvers,
as always, it's going to be a really good conference and should be a great season for everyone.
Danvers and Winthrop already have wins, so you're right. Yeah. All right, Coach, game time is 7 o'clock at Salem State on Thursday night. So nothing but the best for you and the boys. Derek, I wish you all the best and good luck. And I plan on calling you a little bit this year.
Please do. And thank you so much for the support of high school hockey.
Thank you, Coach. Be well. Take care.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. That's Derek Geary, who is the Gloucester High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.